I'd like to call this meeting to order. I'd like to welcome everyone to this regular meeting of the Amherst Recreation and Park District Board of Directors on this beautiful August 10th, 2023.
All right, Director Torres?
Present.
Director Garcia?
Present.
Director Torlakson?
Present.
Director Hudson?
Present.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
All right, will you please rise and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moving on to the approval of agenda, do I have a motion?
I move we approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you, Director. Do I have a second?
I second it.
Thank you, Director. Jess?
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
All right, moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Is there anything that anybody wants to pull? And if not, do I have a motion?
I move that we approve the consent calendar as is.
Thank you, Director. Do I have a second?
I second that.
Thank you, Director. Yes?
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
Thank you. We don't have any presentation this evening. Moving on to the General Manager's report. It's really good to see General Manager.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good seeing the board. We're working with the county on the CDBG grant that we received to replace the carpet in the hallways of the community center. We're looking at actually starting the project in probably late October, early November, and hopefully we'll have it done within a week after we start the project. It's not too complicated of a project, so we're looking forward to that and just another improvement to the community center over the years we've been able to do with CDBG funds. So we're thankful for receiving those funds. Two storm drain pumps. It's actually water that pumps water at Ambrose Park that's collected and it has to be pumped uphill. They're storm drains. They just went kaput. We have the regular one, but next to it we have an emergency one, and they were both put in at the same time and they both expired at the same time. Those are unexpected things. We contemplate that in the budget each year, as you know, the CIP portion of the budget. And we know something's going to go wrong. We just never know what it's going to be. So this is something that we're trying to get fixed very expediently. As a matter of fact, they're looking at purchasing the pumps tomorrow and a quick install on those.
Do you mind me asking, how did we find that out not in the storm season?
The pumps actually got water in them and from the irrigation also is drained down the storm. So it goes down there and started filling up with the irrigation water.
Oh, okay.
So that's how we found out. Okay. And we had to get that pumped out, which was no easy task because unfortunately where there's a grate, there's access to that and there's needles and all kinds of paraphernalia down there. So you have to get a specialist to come in and pump it out. And then you have to get another specialist to come in and take a look at the pump and see what needs to be repaired, which of course that's what we try to do. And then they test it, they find out that it fails and says it's reached the end of its useful life. And we had to replace one not too long ago, maybe 3 years ago on the other side of the park. Just one of those things. So here we are.
Right.
But we'll be good to go once we have that installed. But we're looking at probably, Roy, would you say about, for the full project, about $10,000 on that one?
10 to 12, yes.
Yeah,
wow.
Somewhere in that. So, yeah, the whole thing is not cheap. We're in contact with the county, and there's a lighting and landscape district around Hickory Meadows. We received that park as part of the settlement agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we receive any Quimby funds or park dedication funds that come in from the county. And then we get the amount that's collected for the maintenance of the park. Mm-hmm. But they collect money in the LLD outside of that, and they have enough money that they approached us and said we could do a capital improvement project at Hickory Meadows, which is great. So I said, what are you talking about? And they said, we're looking at somewhere around the 10K amount. So we thought it might be a good idea to put remove the playground bark and put the port in place, the rubberized surfacing under the playground apparatus.
Nice.
So it's you know, much better on maintenance. It's really spongy and kids love it. It's very safe. And it makes the park look really nice, too. So we're taking a look at that. Don't know if we're going to end up there, but that's going to be one of the things they're going to be recommending if we find that we can do that in that $10,000 budget. But it's just good news. If not, there's going to be there's other capital projects we'll be able to identify. And for those of you who don't know, Hickory Meadows is a very small neighborhood park. It just sits on a corner. I attended the Youth Academy graduation. It was Monday, I believe, and they really had that done up really, really nice. Randy and Alondra did an outstanding job, and we had other volunteers. I think Alondra's mom was down there blowing up balloons, and it looked really, really nice. And of course, the kids, you know, literally put their best foot forward, you know, their little routine that they have. And again, they gave testimonials similar that they did with the board. And it was a really nice event. So, as you know, that program has gotten such a reputation over the years that people are there's a wait listed to get into the program. Mm. And we were kind of hoping for that over the years. We knew that, you know, in the, over the 5-year period, there would be, you know, a growing period and, you know, people realizing the benefits of the program. And so this is just in line with that, this graduation and the kids, you know, moving on.
Cool.
To the next year. So it was great. And Lori, you have some information
yes.
for the board?
Lori, welcome.
Hello.
Hey. So great to see everyone. Mm-hmm. The movie night was amazing last week. We had 26 guests at the Hot August Night Swim, and we had about 85 people attend the movie night, free popcorn, and we had the absolutely most beautiful evening. It was gorgeous. Our next movie is going to be featured Vivo, and that's going to be on the 18th of August. We'll also have our Hot August Night Swim from 5 to 8, so we're really excited about that. And our bear cave should be complete, so we'll be able to showcase our new picnic area. The Ab Rose Aquatic Center is going to be open now only weekends through Labor Day. Last Friday was our last weekday we had it open. And our Ambrose Youth Soccer Camp starts on Tuesday the 15th. It's Tuesday and Thursdays, and that will be at Lindbrook Park.
So excited about that.
Completely full. We're really excited about it. I sent out a little notification out reminding everybody it is at Lindbrook and to bring water. And our irrigation tower for the Ambrose Community Park will be arriving on September 1st. So we're going to be able to get that irrigation going. Hopefully we'll get put in right away and get our lawn green again, nice and lush. So excited about that. And working on additional program for the fall, doing contracting right now for our dance instructors for the end of September. So I haven't finalized it yet due to just a busy back to school time for everybody. So we'll be finalizing that in the next couple weeks.
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you so much. Do any directors have any questions for General Manager or Lori?
I have a question.
Yes,
please. For the Bay Point Youth Academy, because it's so popular, right? Is there like a proposal to increase the number of students? Can we handle that?
That's a really good question. We did increase the. It got up to 50, I do believe, and it was unmanageable. They noticed that the curriculum just wasn't going to be as strong. These kids, that particular age group, really require a great deal of attention, a great deal of direction, a great deal of help, and sometimes a great deal of discipline. We found out that it really is 25 seems to be optimal for that particular group.
Yeah. We did a lot of research into that when we designed that program, and you know, talked to a lot of different programs in the area. That's where we got the number 25. So it's kind of interesting to hear that after all these years,
it's still true.
That's cool. And then I have a question for Lauren. So when you say weekends, is that Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Saturday and Sunday.
Except for August 18th.
August 18th is our evening, the hot August night swim. And it's Saturday, Sunday, and Labor Day, which is Monday, the holiday.
Labor Day. Mm-hmm. Okay. I was there, so it's really fun.
Mm-hmm. I saw a picture of your husband, so.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay. I posted it on.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you both. Appreciate that. All right, so there's no legal report. We're moving on to public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda but within the jurisdiction of the board of directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the board of directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time? Okay, I'm closing it to the public and bring it back up to the board. Moving on to board matters. Since we don't have any board matters, should I still read that little? Okay, moving on to board matters. We have our legal guy here, so we're all right. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. There is no pending board matters at this time, so I'm closing this item and moving on. There's no public hearing. We are adjourning to closed session. All right, we're coming back from closed session and adjourning or opening the meeting again. I would like to report on Government Code Section 54956.9D1. We are approving the settlement 4-0 to the plaintiff in the amount of $15,000 in exchange for release. Is that correct? That closes or that completes this item.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. Each member is given the opportunity to report on committee assignments or make individual comments on items within the jurisdiction of the board of directors. All right, my vice chair.
Let's say you. Oh, just I had fun at the movie night. It was really cool to see Muni come in and enjoy the night. We had the perfect night, as Lori said. If it was the night before, it would be so windy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that night was just perfect, and I did post pictures, and a lot of people liked it. Mm-hmm. And they said, I missed it. I'm coming back. I'm coming next time. And so we'll hopefully have more people this coming movie night. And I hope to be there, too.
Yes.
Okay. That's good.
All right. Director Torres, what's it you, sir?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just thank you to Doug and to Lori for the report backs. I mean, it's been a really fun summer with all these events happening, including the movie nights and the hot August night swimming things, mm-hmm. swim events that's happening.
Yeah.
Just really proud of this district for providing the community with all these great spaces for families to come out. I wasn't able to go on Friday because I had a DJ reunion, but I will be there mm-hmm. the next one on the 18th for sure. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Thanks again.
Neat. All right, Dr. Garcia, let's say you, ma'am.
Thank goodness it's August.
Yeah. Is that kind of like, thank God it's Friday, but a little different? Thank God it's August. I want to thank our general manager, Jess. Calling Jess, asking for things, always getting things. Thank you, Jess, and Lori, of course. And to our council, thank you so much. And you know, I really want to thank my fellow board members. We've been through a lot together, and I feel like we've done a really good job for our community, and I'm really proud of us, and I'm really proud of our district. I agree with Director Torres. We really do a lot for a small little district, and I think we have a lot to be proud of, so thank you so much. All right, people, moving on to closing ceremony. Do I have a motion to adjourn to our September meeting?
I will be adjourned to September meeting.
Thank you, Director. Do you have a second?
Go ahead.
I'll second the motion.
Thank you, Director. All those in favor say aye.
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 No. Aye.